The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Peaks by Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Harry Styles. My son doesn't want his disabled brother at graduation. Peaks by Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Well,
I don't love that.
No, we've never gotten a message like this one before, but we'll go ahead and read it. Dave from Irondequoit, who's been listening to the show, wrote in, and his youngest son has special needs, and his older son asked if he can please not have his brother there for graduation. So take a listen to the message. Dave writes, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Feel free to use my real name. I'm fine with that. My oldest son is graduating high school, and he's asked if we could leave his younger brother home for the ceremony. And before everyone gets mad, he loves his brother. His brother has special needs, and my son has always been great with him. But the truth is, big events can be very difficult. His brother can get overwhelmed. He can be loud, and sometimes the attention shifts because people are trying to help. So my son told me, 'Dad, I just want one day that's about me.'" And honestly, I understand where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. This graduation is a huge moment for him. He worked hard. He's proud of himself. He wants to walk across that stage, look out and see people there celebrating him. My wife is furious. She says we cannot leave his brother out. She says this basically teaches him that he's an inconvenience and that family shows up. Family is there to show up for each other. And I just want to know, am I wrong for understanding my son's side? Just looking for some outside perspective on this one. Have a great day, guys.
This is a very tough and challenging message from a parent who, I'm going to take a shot in the dark here and say, isn't alone. This is not like a personal to him problem. There are a lot of parents out there with multiple kids, with kids with that undergo different challenges on a near daily basis, whether it be mental disabilities, whether it be like actual disabilities of like ADHD or neurodivergence or something along those lines as well. So there is a large range and a large spectrum.
There is, yes. And, you know, I kind of do. I understand why mom's mad. I see the dad's side, too, and why he is siding with his son. But I get where mom's coming from, too. I mean, family shows up. I don't think it's a good idea to exclude your brother because he might be a distraction.
Right.
I mean, that's a dangerous lesson to teach.
And I mean, it's a slippery slope because, like, say you do it this time. And you're like, you know, this was my thing and it was about me and I wanted it to be about me. Okay, so then the next birthday that rolls around, he can't come to that either because he might take away the attention. Like, you're just kind of perpetuating a behavior that you might not be happy with in the long run. You're not gonna love it because he's going to bounce back on that one instance and be like, well, we did it that one time. I mean, I don't understand why we can't do it again.
I know. Are there moments when it's okay to put one child's needs ahead of another? You know, and he doesn't want the spotlight taken off of him. But you saying, hey, don't bring so-and-so. What would you do if this was your family? 585-252-9800. I'll get to a couple messages that came in pretty quick. Ashley from Henrietta says, mom is making this about herself. The son isn't asking to cut his brother out of his life. He's just asking for a couple hours. I don't see the issue.
Yes, and we need to take the other brother into consideration too, because like, I don't know the level of disability. I don't really think it truly matters if I'm being honest. I want to know in typical family dynamics and sibling fashion, typically the younger sibling is everlasting looking up to the older sibling. That's just mm-hmm. how it goes. Right. So for the younger sibling to have that moment kind of ripped away from them as well of like, oh, so now I'm not going to be able to see my brother graduate because I'm an inconvenience to him. Like, that's a huge moment for them, too, because it gives them something to strive for and towards in their own academic career.
Yeah. And, you know, Rob is also bringing up a good question who's listening. He says, if the younger brother gets overwhelmed at really big events like this, are they really doing him a favor by making him go?
That's the other thing. And like, I think there should be a matter of choice, but I don't think there can be a matter of choice for one over the other. I do understand there's special needs involved, but I also don't think that's fair. But again, things in life aren't fair. That's what my mom always says to me.
No, they're not. And let's go over to Sarah. Hey, Moose and Breezy. The parents should have never, ever entertained this request. Some things are just not negotiable. And making the younger brother be left out is something he'll probably remember.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to feel like an inconvenience.
Yeah.
And I get that, too.
Yeah. I totally understand that. It's a very hard and tricky and very sensitive situation. A couple texts coming in right now. I feel like the older brother has a point here. He's not asking for him to leave forever. He's just asking for 2 or 3 hours for himself. That's a...
Why can't one parent stay home with the younger brother attend graduation? I don't see that happening either.
That's not going to happen.
There's got to be some sort of compromise here. What do you guys think? 585-252-9800. We'll get to take a quick break, get to more of your messages coming up next.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the big...
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.